brother. What's up?
This is a new big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Sam. How you doing? Is it that thank God it's Friday mode?
It sure is. We're getting ready for an exciting weekend around the shot. You know, we're having Friday Night Live tonight with Crudy coming out live from right downtown. So come hang out with us if you're interested in that. That's the first one. And then Saturday, we're also doing the farmer's market for the first time. So we're going to be busy. We're going to be excited. We're going to be out there and hope to meet all of you.
So inform me about Friday Night Live with Crudy.
Yes. So this is a little Waukesha thing for any of you outside of Waukesha or maybe that don't know about Friday Night Live. I believe it's like the 15th year. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But it's just a little festival that downtown likes to throw where they do a bunch of live bands at most of the restaurants. I know People's Park. And I know Mainstream Bar and Grill, they do a stage as well. Just a good time to get out for good food, good entertainment, good live music. And then I know this year they are kind of barricading the whole event area for people to be safe. So they're closing the streets off and allowing people to just kind of go about their business.
Is it like in a park?
It's the actual streets.
The streets.
Yeah, so they're on the corners of the sidewalks, and people just kind of sit outside and listen to the bands and get some good food.
So I would say this. I know Sandy, it's Friday, so Sandy Williams is here. Sandy, I'm sure you're going to cancel all things that you have scheduled this Friday to go hang out with Crudy at
6 to 8, you know?
Well, it's hard to say no. Waukesha is just a very cool city. I've been coming out here. I've been spending more time here than I had in the past, but it's very quaint. It's really different than the city of Milwaukee. It really dates back. Much of it is older. You know, the downtown, immediate downtown.
I think quaint is a perfect word for it. Yeah, I do. It's very, very cute.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to check it out. And
Friday, we're going to be there every Friday as long as it goes.
So these barricades, will they keep me safe from Crudy? Or
no, he's loose. He's out loose. You got to be aware of your surroundings on that one.
I'm pretty sure at some point in time, I'm going to be.
Got to have you as a guest host. Yeah, we're going to mix it up every week, have a new one.
I'm pretty sure.
It'll be a good time.
That'll happen. And Sandy will co-guest host with me.
Absolutely. I think that's how we get him to come.
Yeah. Okay, great. So let me say this, Sandy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
You look good. So the got to start with the Celtics. And I'm biased. And I'm biased only because, like you, they beat the Bucks. And as much as it hurt me to see them beat the Bucks, they're a real deal.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have friends whose reaction to the Celtics beating the Bucks was to hate the Celtics and hope they lost. My view is no. They beat the Bucks. Let them be first, and we'll claim second. We'll just say that we came the closest to beating them.
Well, listen, they're a great team.
They proved that against the Bucks. They were tough. The best word for them was tough. They are a very tough team.
They're a complete team. Last night, they showed again just how tough they really are. You know, I watched the first quarter. I saw Steph Curry break a record. He had 20 points in the first quarter.
Well, the two teams together, I just heard on the radio, had something like 41 threes.
Yeah.
It was a record for threes.
Curry had six by himself in the first quarter. He had 21 points in the first quarter. And then I saw the stats, and he ended up with 34.
Yeah.
Because the Celtics, if they can't do anything else, they can play defense. And they can shut a guy down.
You know, I don't think the coaches in the NBA get enough credit, at least for these really good teams. I don't think Budenholzer gets quite enough attention for what he's been able to do. And this guy for the Celtics is a first-year coach. He should be getting lots of attention. I mean, he's taken the Celtics and figured out how to – I mean, defense is something that you coach. It's not something that teams naturally just play without a coach.
But I'd also say to you, the Celtics – you remember a guy named Danny Ainge?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He built that team.
Remember Ainge when he played for the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, you know, I remember him, but it can't go unnoticed that as a general manager, he's the guy who's responsible
yes,
for that.
Yes.
Because over, I don't know, maybe about 8 or 10 years, he made some shrewd moves, acquired a whole lot of first-round draft choices. And he wound up with Brown and Tatum and Smart. And so he's got a solid, solid young team.
You know, my ancestors, my dad came from Salt Lake City. So I've followed Danny Ainge since he played for Brigham Young University.
Yeah, I remember him playing for Brigham Young University.
Yeah.
But he's the guy who, over all those years, they had all those draft choices. I think at one point in time, they might have had over about a 4 or 5 year period, about 15 draft choices. So, you know, he failed on most of them, but he certainly wound up with the goods when he got Brown and Tatum.
Yeah, it looks to me like the NBA has become, it's not all draft choices now, it's assembling pieces. It's a little bit like the labor market out there. We've talked to Sam about this, where you have to be fully trained before you get a job. Now, just like you can see the Bucks, you build a team around a couple of top draft choices. When you find the franchise draft choice, then you just plug pieces into that basically annually almost.
But I think that scheme comes in second to having all these draft choices. You saw the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And they've got this young, dynamic team. And it doesn't always work. You can look at New Orleans, and they've been getting a lot of draft choices.
Zion Williams, everyone was just coming apart at the seams. He was the next coming. And unfortunately, he can't seem to leave the dinner table.
Well, he's still a young kid, and he has the goods, and he's going to be a great player. The Sacramento Kings is the team I'm thinking of. They've been getting these first-round draft choices every year forever.
Yeah.
And they haven't gotten any better. So it doesn't always work unless you got the right management in place. And speaking of the right management, I wanted to hear your opinion. We haven't talked at all, Sandy, about the gubernatorial race in the state of Wisconsin. And I wanted to start by talking about, you know, Tim Michaels, Rebecca Clefish.
Well, first of all, let me just say my reaction to management is, if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Okay. Well,
and the current management seems to be Wisconsin doesn't seem to be broken. No one really has found anything to complain about based upon the current Evers administration. So my hope is that whoever we're going to talk about on the other side doesn't prevail in this
election. People on the right find something that's wrong with him, even though most of us, and even others on the right, don't seem to think that he's all that bad.
Well, your spouse can always find something wrong with you, but that doesn't mean it's actually really wrong with you.
The dickens, you say. but I'll tell you something, Sandy. Rebecca Clefish, Kevin Nicholson, and now Tim Michaels.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of bloodletting in their debates and who's going to come out on top. In the end, they think that they're going to have an easy road to hoe in defeating the governor. But you look at the state and where it is, and you can say whatever it is you want to say about his leadership style. But for a guy who, you know, never was engaged or involved in government other than as the Secretary of Education, he's kind of done a good job.
Well, like I said, I think the fact that you've got a governor who is not regularly in the news might suggest that there isn't that much going wrong, right? If there were a lot to complain about, there'd be lots of daily news about the alleged errors or the actual errors that he was making or the problems we were having that aren't getting fixed. You know, when Tim Cook took over Apple, everyone said, who's Tim Cook? And he's not exactly a charismatic, out-in-front kind of a guy, but he's probably the top CEO in the world right now in terms of what's his performance.
Yeah, there was talk that the guy who died young from Apple.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, that Steve Jobs couldn't be replaced.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. This guy's not as charismatic, but they haven't lost a beat, have they?
No, and haven't they not lost a beat? They've gained some beats. You know, it's under his leadership, Apple is biggest market cap company in the world and hits home runs annually.
All right, we've got to go to a break. It's Friday. It means Fridays with Sandy Williams. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.